You got it open Sunday. We got Renaissance Festival tickets. 695-1620. 695-1620. Call right now. Call right now. And
now.
Now. And we pick up the
now,
phone and
right.
you can
now.
You can win
now.
Renaissance
that's
tickets.
That's presuming Scott has the phones
yeah.
open.
That are good. To, they are. Yeah.
Release
yeah.
the phones.
Good for any Sunday that's left.
The phones are released.
The phones are ringing.
So now before Gus and Jennifer Luna tied the knot in their outdoor ceremony in Arizona this summer, they probably considered a few things like how it'd be a billion degrees outside and mm-hmm. and how it might rain and how poor old Meemaw gonna be able to make it down the rocky path and stuff like that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So they factored some of that stuff in.
Oh, I know what you're gonna say. Yeah.
Possibility of a massive dust storm blowing through during the nuptials was not one of the things they considered, unfortunately. That is exactly what happened. While standing at the altar exchanging their vows, Gus spotted a mammoth cloud coming toward him.
Uh-huh.
Knew that everybody was in for that stuff. They and all the guests got blasted, but they soldiered on.
They got their teeth cleaned real well.
Yep,
probably.
Finished
everybody
up.
Smile.
Yeah.
It's a facial scrub.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. It was. I saw a video of this last
yeah,
night.
Her veil's flapping around.
Oh, yeah.
Their mouths are full of dust.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Now, production man and wife, kiss the bride. Let's get out of
get
here.
Get out of here. Yeah. Hey there. Who's this? Hello. 2, 3. Hello. Trying to give you tickets.
Okay.
Hello.
You got to say hello back.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm good. Who are you?
James Evans.
All right, James. I got
James.
A pair of tickets. They're Sunday-only tickets. Not this Sunday, but any Sunday, the Renaissance Festival. Come by Crystal Park Plaza and pick them up, okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Why not this Sunday?
Well, it can be this Sunday. I'm saying not just this Sunday.
Oh, I thought you said not this Sunday.
Oh,
no, it can be this Sunday.
It can be. Hi, who's this?
Woohoo! This is John Giller, and I love that place.
Woohoo! Oh, yeah. You know, is your first name Woohoo? That's outstanding.
I'm having trouble producing ID on that name, but
yeah,
John
I got
Giller.
You. John Giller. What do you do, John?
I'm a massage therapist here in town.
All right. Come by here at Crystal Park Plaza.
G-I-L-L-E-R?
G-I-L-L-A-R.
Okay, gotcha.
All right, see you later. All right. Hi there.
Hi.
Who's this?
This is Chris Ferris.
Chris, do you know that tonight is Howl at the Moon night?
No, I did not know that.
No, but you hum a few bars.
I'm just saying.
Sorry.
Yeah, it doesn't
there.
Mean you have to. I'm just
okay.
I'm just wanting to let you know that's the case, all right?
I appreciate that.
What was Chris's last name?
Ferris,
okay, thank you.
All right, Chris, come by at Crystal Park Plaza during business hours. I got tickets for you, all right?
Thank you.
Thanks, all right, there you go.
All right.
That's all for now. And again, remember, it's
yes.
Howl at the Moon night.
It is.
Once again, we are very sad to tell you that today was sleep-in day.
So probably if you're listening, you didn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Probably should have told you that yesterday. But
did you see the memo
no,
about
I
this?
No, I didn't, as a matter of fact.
Okay, I'm just saying that if you're going to be riding a motorcycle and pull out a gun, allegedly, what happened before that, number one?
Mm-hmm.
And could
yeah,
you
that,
make it...
That's kind of the money question in all this.
Yeah.
Excuse me, something caught in my throat.
Yeah.
But is we don't know what was going on. We do know that the off-duty officer had just entered Highway 6 from Rock Prairie.
Okay.
So,
and was, I'm sorry, north or south?
They were northbound. They were headed toward Bryan. So.
So if you didn't hear the story, the off-duty police officer, fired on allegedly by someone who was riding a motorcycle.
He gets on Highway 6, a motorcycle jumps in front of him or gets in front of him,
okay.
And driver of the motorcycle pulls out a gun, turns around, fires a shot.
What time of day was this?
This is about 7:30 last night.
Okay, so it's dark.
Reasonably, yes.
Yeah, we're at dusk anyway. Man, just we've had some.
Is there
really,
something in the water?
I don't know. We
has it happened since we took fluoride out of the water?
I think that's it. Dog it. Dang, fluoride in the water.
Huh. I know.
You take fluoride out of the water, this town's gone crazy.
Hey, I'm just telling you, I was at the tooth doctor the other day.
Uh-huh.
And they put that fluoride on, I didn't even know it. Boy, now I'm really angry.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you?
I'm liable to climb onto a vehicle or something or another and just act up. I don't know. No, I'm kidding. But
you're right.
And not once did the lady say, and this is because they're taking it out of the water. We got to get it in. You got to get that on there. At my age,
if I go
it's
to a dentist
late,
and
you know?
Anyone in the and I'm sitting in the chair and anyone hovering over me talks like that,
yeah, that's a good point.
I'm gonna
yeah.
get up and leave with that little bib around my neck.
Yeah, that's a good point. Now they got it chained around the back.
Yeah,
yeah. You're in to stay. Yeah. Anyway,
no, but you guys are right. I mean, I'm in Nebraska over the weekend, and I'm tuning into my WTAW.com.
Yeah,
and I'm telling Judy, hey, you know. Hey, guess what happened in our town?
Yeah.
Next
well, we
day.
Were
hey, guess yeah. what else happened in yeah. our town?
By the way,
hey, guess what happened in our town?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But we came back anyway.
Yeah, that's good. Glad to hear that. So now, a man, this is sad. Here, this is a crime report. You know, you work all your life. You try to go out and become an entertainer, and you do well, okay? You become, in fact, almost an icon of rock and roll. To
almost
the point
an
that,
icon.
Yeah, well, I'd say an icon. So to the point where people see the group without seeing the name on the drums or anything like that, they know who you are.
Okay.
Now, how many groups fall within that category? I'm going to say the Beatles. I'm going to say the Rolling Stones.
Are you talking about just about anybody would recognize them?
Yes. If there's a picture on the stage, I mean, if you listen to that kind of music, if there's a picture of this band on the stage, how many groups could you name just from seeing them? Boom. Oh, I know who that is. That's
Metallica.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Beatles, Rolling Stones, you're saying Kiss. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I could Bon Jovi.
Okay. Bon Jovi. Mm-hmm. All right. So that's
Journey.
Fine. Okay.
With Steve Perry.
Really?
Yeah, with Steve Perry.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Now, I don't know everybody could because it's kind of a cult thing, but I could Dave Matthews Band okay. without any problem.
Okay. That's probably fair.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you ask?
Okay.
Otherwise, it's going to go really, really long.
No. Yeah. Yeah. Well, the thing is, no. A man sporting a ZZ Top style beard is wanted now for robbing two men. I mean, ZZ Top works hard, and now they end up being a description in a criminal report? I mean, I don't think that's the reason that they were formed. I'm just, you know, just saying. But that's it. He's got a ZZ Top style beard. And he robbed two different banks in 10 minutes. Man is suspected of attempting the robberies, entered the first bank wearing the beard and passed a note to the teller saying that they needed to give him money. The teller didn't cooperate, probably because the would-be robber looked kind of goofy with the, let me hang this over my ears, ZZ Top beard.
So it was a fake beard.
Yeah, I think so. 10 minutes later, he entered a second bank.
He spent a lot of years growing an epic beard just to become a criminal.
This time the teller did go along and gave him the cash. Mm-hmm.
I think the beard's long enough. It's my time to shine.
Once again, though, it shows that he understood that perseverance would pay off. When the first one said, get out of here, you know, he went to another bank, looked for a wussy teller. Look at me.
Did
he have that little sign in front of him there at the desk?
Wussy teller?
He exchanged it for next window, please. It said, wussy teller.
He said, give me money. I look like Billy Gibbons, right?
Two studs.